Hey guys, it's Rob from Cigar Federation here with you at IPCPR 2016. We are in the EP Carrillo booth with the man Ernesto himself. Thank you for taking the time to hang out with us, Ernesto. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Awesome. So you have completely realigned everything, restructured everything. So the way you've got everything, with the booth set up here, different displays, we're going to work our way around. But tell us a little bit about the motivation behind kind of restructuring EP Carrillo.
Well, you know, the motivation basically came around about a year ago. I happened to hook up with a gentleman. You know, for the longest time, I wanted to rebrand all the different brands that we have, the different lines. And I happened to, come into a gentleman that saw my vision of what I wanted to do. And this was last year. And this was when I decided that now was the time to do it. You know, before I had tried my hand at trying to do some, you know, different packaging and stuff. But it wasn't really what I was after. And this gentleman, Dennis Hernandez, being a professional, you know, helped me realign and rebrand all the, all the lines. Okay. So, for instance, we have here the classic. Our classic line was, you know, basically what we started with to a certain degree. Although in this situation, we changed, you know, some of the blends, except for the New Wave Connecticut and the Cardinal. Impact, which what we did with this one, we kept the same blend, but we trunk pressed it. So it gives it a little bit different feel, different flavor, but I'm enjoying the way, you know, it really came out really nice. One new thing that we added was the dust. Now, this is an old Nicaraguan filler, Sumatra binder, and a Connecticut broadleaf. And if you see the inside, they all have the same theme as far as the passage, Pinar del Rio. The core, we gave that a different look because that was our first, basically, national brand. So we wanted to distinguish that from the rest of the classic line. And we have it now in a natural and a Maduro. Each one of them has the, the brown box, the black box. And we changed the blend on these cigars also. Oh, okay. These now are all Nicaraguan filler with a Habano wrapper and a broadleaf wrapper.
Awesome. There's a lot of continuity here.
Yes.
That was maybe missing a little bit before?
That was missing before, yeah. I mean, when we started, we thought we knew what we were doing for the longest time, you know, to finally we realized, you know, we got professional help, and this is what the outcome.
Yeah,
and I mean, you know, like you say, there's continuity. That's the word we're looking for in all our brands.
Yeah, I mean, it stands out. It's very clear that these cigars are all part of this same particular section, and that's pretty awesome. So let's move, and we've got some more stuff to talk about.
Yes.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about the Inch. I recently smoked the Inch Colorado. Very, very tasty cigar. Really appreciate that one. So tell us a little bit about the changes we did here.
Well, the changes we did here, you know, first of all, we added the 58x8. That's new to all the 3-inch lines. We kept, as you will recall, this was the original Inch box. We kept the original Inch box for the Sumatra wrapper. For the Colorado, we changed the color of the box, as you can see. And this is a Habano wrapper from Ecuador. And for the Maduro, we came out with the black box, again, you know, to distinguish each of the wrappers, basically, of the Inch line.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, we were having a lot of people come by and say, well, you know, we can't distinguish one from the other. At first, we put the footband, which we're going to keep. But, you know, evidently that wasn't enough. So we decided to go with the different color boxes. And I think that's going to really, make each line or each stand up on its own.
It's going to look good on the shelves, too.
Yes.
And that's kind of the goal, yeah. You have to catch everybody's eye, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about the Elite.
The Elite, basically, we have two lines that we introduced about 2 years ago. And what we did on the Reserva, we changed the box type to make it more like the other, like the Oscuro type of box. So this is the new Reserva look, the Oscuro, and this one we added is called Capa de Sol, which means sun-grown in Spanish. Same blend for the Reserva, same blend for the Oscuro. This one, it's an old Nicaraguan tobacco with a Habano wrapper from Ecuador.
Awesome.
And
Ecuadorian Habano.
Yeah, it is, man. You know, I've fallen in love with that wrapper.
That's my favorite wrapper. Yeah,
my favorite was at one time the Sumatra, but you know, after you start smoking this, it grows in you.
Yeah.
So, and again, you know, we wanted to give this a different look. This is called the Elite line. And again, I'm very proud of the way everything came out.
Yeah, it looks great. It's got the kind of it's got a nice high end look to it. The boxes look great. And I've smoked the New Wave, and it's a great cigar. So that's great. They look good. We've got one more section to go.
Okay, you know, this is the family line. We're gonna call this the Perez Carrillo line. The Historia, which got the number two cigar 2014. This is our Limitadas of short runs. This year we came out in 2016 with the short run 2016, which is a different format than our previous one. The previous one, we used to make 1,500 boxes of the three sizes, the Toro, the Robusto, and the Gordo. This year, we only made one size, the Toro size, and we made 2,500 boxes. And we were very happy to say that, you know, they sold out, you know, quite fast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. And this is going to be the new line in the La Historia series called Encore. This is an old Nicaraguan puro, wrapper, filler, and binder. And this one, as you can see, we changed the look of the cigar to make it distinguished from the La Historia.
This is a beautiful presentation.
Thank you.
Very, very nice.
Thank you very much.
That's a new release.
That's a new release. That's going to be out probably in October.
Okay. Awesome. So that's something to look forward to. And the last section here.
The last one is the original Rebel. And this came about last year. I was in Germany, in Dortmund, with Alan Rubin. And we got into talking, and he came out with the fact that he said, you know, Nestor, you were the original Rebel. So that kind of hit a note there, and I said, you know, why don't I come out with a brand called the Original Rebel? And this is the outcome of that brand. We have the Maverick and the Rebellious. And the sizes are interesting because we have one in 56 by 7.5, 54 by 6.5, and a 52 by 5.5, both in the natural and the Maduro.
Those are interesting sizes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 56 by 7.5, that's about a 2-hour smoke?
Yeah, I would say probably, an hour and a half, 2 hours, yeah.
Hour and a half. You're puffing pretty hard on that if you're going an hour and a half. Well, this is great. Everything looks fantastic. I mean, there's a lot of really interesting stuff, new things for everybody to check out, and, you know, some old things got a little facelift, too. Everything looks great.
Thank you very much.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Ernesto, thanks for taking the time. Really
My
do
pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Guys, thanks for checking out all the IPCPR coverage on CigarFederation.com.